Welcome to the People Show. Josh Elliott Wolf, Dominic Tremati, here with you.
What's up, brother?
Coming to you live from the Kintech studio. Kintech, Canada's favorite orthotics provider, powered by thousands of five-star Google reviews. Sore feet, what are you waiting for? Find your perfect fit at kintech.net. Get your text in, 650-650.
Can I do this one?
Dunbar Lumber text line. Yeah, go
Dunbar
ahead.
Dunbar Lumber with three stores to serve you in Ladner on Bridge Street, Dunbar Lumber Express at Ladner Center, or Arbutus in Vancouver, online at dunbarlumber.com.
Way to go, Dan Riccio.
Thank you.
We missed you.
Good to be back.
Reach is still sick, by the way.
Remember yesterday we theorized if he was faking it for the Masters?
Yep.
Confirmed.
All of a sudden, he's not going to be in today. And then, you know what that leads into? Tomorrow. Then Friday.
Little Birdie told me he might not be here tomorrow.
Yeah. But he's actually sick. We've heard that he can't really put sentences together without coughing right now, so... It's hard to host on the radio when you can't speak for extended periods of time.
Not everyone can be Elliot Friedman.
No. I mean, he's a trooper. He's a trooper. He's but Bick is also breed. Sick.
Still. Yeah. Maybe they're in cahoots.
I don't know if Bick is a big golf guy, though.
Gives him time to work on spreadsheets.
Big betting guy.
Yeah.
Put some coin down on the Masters.
Toronto Raptor might face a lifetime ban, eh?
What? Oh. I see what you mean.
The one that bet on
himself. I thought, for whatever reason, when you said it, I thought you meant the mascot of the Toronto Raptors.
No.
But I get what you're saying.
His name escapes me.
Yeah. It's escaping me right now as well. But regardless, we're going to move on because of the Canucks. They play tonight against the team currently known as the Arizona Coyotes. More on that in the tea.
Jonte Porter.
That's who it was.
That's the one. Lifetime ban, possibly.
It's just so crazy to bet on yourself and, like, bet the unders.
Yeah.
I would do it, too.
Like, try harder to get caught. My goodness.
Bet the unders.
Do you, like,
he
what do you do?
He didn't believe in himself at all.
What do you do? Like, play in Europe? Like, someone? Do you think someone's going to hire you to
play
back? Greece, maybe?
Or 4D chess idea. You go, like, become
into gambling?
You get into gambling. You're a gambling guy.
Brought to you by some sports book.
Yeah.
That we shouldn't name.
Yeah. We won't name any, but that's the move if I'm him.
Yeah. Big Vegas guy.
Yeah, probably. Go ahead.
Speaking of moves, significant progress has been made in the framework to relocate the Arizona Coyotes to Utah, Salt Lake City.
Woo!
According to Frank Saravalli, the players on the Oats have reportedly been informed of a potential move as well. Greg Wyshynski of ESPN reporting that the NHL will purchase the Coyotes from the Morello Group for $1 billion.
That's a lot of money.
And then sell the team to, is it Ryan?
Ryan Smith.
Ryan Smith for $1.3 billion. The remaining $300 million will be dispersed among the 31 remaining league owners. So Frankie... about to get a payday.
Yeah, a little less than 10 mil for every owner in the league.
That'll help out with the renos.
Must feel nice.
Rogers Arena.
Yeah, good timing.
Yeah.
Maybe he planned this. About time, I think.
There is an extra caveat to all of this. Apparently, the door is still open for the Morello Group to come back as an expansion franchise should they land this parcel of land.
In Arizona. Here's the thing is like...
That would be...
Silly.
Shocking.
It would be silly. My issue with that is the ownership has kind of been the problem all along.
How many owners have they gone through? But yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, eventually... And that's why they're in this situation where you're going to move to Salt Lake and you're going to hopefully have a owner in Ryan Smith who is a much more stable...
I mean, he is. Look how he deals with the Utah Jazz.
Utah Jazz are... well-run
stable franchise,
organization.
Yeah, historic.
They don't... I guess they're not bad right now, the Utah Jazz.
But the 90s Utah Jazz was...
Yeah. Better jerseys back then, too.
Well...
Dude, what?
I like the minimal look.
The no Utah Jazz?
No push-off, exactly,
no push-off.
Yeah.
Anyway, now I'm distracted by Utah Jazz jerseys.
Their alternates with the mountains, those are very nice.
That's what I'm thinking of. Maybe I'm thinking of...
Those are the 90s jerseys.
Yeah, those are the 90s ones.
But they also have the They just recently had the gradient. I really like that one. And I don't mind the just the basic Utah across the chest in yellow.
Yeah, it's boring. Yeah, but I get that's you. Okay. I get you. I like the mountain ones more. Anyway, it's about time. And I've been a long defender of like, hey, hockey can work in Arizona. Hockey can work in Atlanta. You put the arena in a place where fans actually want to go to and like make a night of it. Mm-hmm. You're going to get more casual fans. People that are going on vacation are going to want to go there because it's not way out of their way. And they just haven't been able to do it in Arizona. The ownership has been a mess the whole time. And it's time for a stable owner in a different location. If this all pans out, can you imagine? Because the Coyotes have escaped relocation like so many times in their existence. We were talking about it before the show, like 15 years ago. It was like, oh, the Coyotes are going to move back to Winnipeg. Didn't happen. Oh, the Coyotes are going to move to Seattle. That was about 10 years ago. Didn't happen. Mm-hmm. A few years ago, the Coyotes are going to move to Houston. Didn't happen. And so this one seems further down the line than the other one. So that's why I think we can talk about it with a little more certainty that it does feel like they're going to move to Salt Lake City. What I will say is their revenue has been up since moving to Mullet Arena.
You don't say.
So maybe the location thing was the issue. Now you're playing in a 5,000-seat stadium. So
costs are lower.
Costs are lower. But also they're playing in Tempe instead of Glendale. Mm-hmm. So theoretically, here's what I'll say. Don't be surprised if in a few years we're talking about Arizona and Atlanta expansion.
I'll never be surprised with this league.
That would be so funny, though. Arizona and Atlanta at the same time, running it back. It would be great. I would love it.
That would not be great.
If they had good ownership and a good arena and a good location, I'm all in, baby.
I'd be hesitant.
I mean, I'd probably be a little hesitant.
I can't believe we're going to do this. At least I'm going to do this. I'm going to quote Avengers. I can't believe it.
Avengers?
We're in the end game now.
Oh, we are.
I was telling you fellas, it was 2009. I was just graduating high school. On my way up to Kamloops for a tryout at TRU for their soccer program.
Did you make it?
I chose Kualin instead. It was closer to home.
Fair enough.
I remember finding out the news on the drive up that the Arizona Coyotes were potentially going to move. And at that time, it was to Winnipeg. It's been 15 years since then.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying, man. They've escaped this for so many years.
Yeah.
That it kind of feels like until the NHL comes out and is like, hey, Salt Lake City has a team next year. Mm-hmm. Coyotes are moving. Until then, I'm still not convinced that they're actually moving. And again, I'm a big defender of Arizona hockey.
Big defender.
Big defender. Sure. It's time now, though. What do you think they should be named? Do they keep the Coyotes name?
I mean, I said this yesterday. The Utah Taws.
No, that's silly.
At Sportsnet 650 Twitter, the People Show poll question. Why not? Will the Canucks face the Arizona Coyotes tonight for the last time ever? Yes, no. Currently, the yeses have it, 81.2%. It's a historic night at Rogers Arena.
The final Coyotes game at Rogers Arena.
Go and say, not only is it the Canucks Autism Network night.
Canucks for Kids Telethon tonight.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. And it's also the Coyotes' final goodbye to Vancouver before they move to Utah and are called the Utah Taws. Actually, I like the Yetis.
I think they have to go just by Yeti.
No.
Yeah.
No, because then it's a real ripoff of the Kraken.
But it's not.
Like a mythical creature, singular name,
sure.
Not plural. If you go Salt Lake City Yetis.
What about the Blizzard?
No, don't do Blizzard. It's
get a Dairy Queen sponsorship?
No. But if you do the Yetis, you get the Yeti sponsorship.
Oh, yeah, true.
Every player's walking in with a mug.
But that's why you got to just go Yeti.
Stanley Cup who?
So, all right, yeah. You guys only care about Yeti mugs, not the Stanley Cup. That'll be the chirp.
That will be, yeah.
Do you think there's any chance tonight? Rogers Arena? Something about Utah? I'm not creative enough to think of something. Oh, but
man, this would really help if the Larsliders were in attendance tonight. They start doing the na, 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 hey, goodbye.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think that was wrong, what you just
did. Yeah, no, I agree.
Nah.
Yeah, you were doing a different song.
It's been a long time. Yeah, yeah. It's a playoff game in Vancouver. Yeah, yeah. So I think we're rusty.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Clearly. Oh, boy.
Like, that's not right.
Man, 2014.
Yeah.
Against Calgary.
It was 2015.
Was it 2015?
It was 14, 15.
No, it was 14.
It was 2015?
You're right.
Okay. Guys, let's figure this out. Nine years ago, the Canucks played a playoff game here in Vancouver. We'll see. Hey, guys, we're going to see more in a couple weeks. Regardless, I would say.
What would you name them?
To the poll question. I would say tonight is Arizona's. It's the Arizona Coyotes' last game in Vancouver.
So, yes.
Is that like a sentimental thing? Like, are people upset about this?
No, it's more of a celebration. Like, it's finally over. I get to go watch this team for the last time. So, bid adieu.
In terms of the on-ice product, yeah, Rager. Dom just did the tune of Hey Jude.
Yeah, I did the
You
Hey
definitely
Jude.
Did. Yeah, I did. You definitely did.
Look, I'm rusty.
In terms of the on-ice product, do you think this lends itself better to the Coyotes sucking tonight and just being distracted, being completely out of the game?
It's the Coyotes. They're going to suck anyway.
Will they stink?
Will they just
they're going to stink
the
anyway.
Bed
ever since Vegemelka.
They're not that bad.
They haven't been good since Vegemelka.
Since the Vegemelka incident?
Yeah, it was a pretty competitive game about a week ago.
Yeah, they weren't bad.
It's
in Arizona.
The NHL, it's parody, but...
But they score a lot. They have a good power play. The Canucks
average,
penalty
pretty,
kill
pretty not good.
Hasn't been stellar lately. I would say I would lean towards this having a negative impact on the Coyotes, but there is a world where they're like, hey, all this outside noise, we're going to move. Let's send this year off on a high note.
I think you're just... Those are just make-believe narratives. I don't think the players care.
I'm grasping at straws.
It's the end of the year. I'm sure they all have their, you know, vacations booked to Cancun.
To Salt Lake.
Or so,
you got to do some pre-scouting.
Yeah, they do.
Got to find a house there.
Yeah.
At least it's not... Actually, I have no idea about the real estate in Utah, but I assume it's not like a... There's not this big price jump between houses or whatever. We're getting way too into the...
You are.
The Arizona-Utah situation.
Did you give me a name for, a big golfer?
Sorry, what was that?
Clayton Keller's a big golfer. He's for sure looking up the courses and memberships in Salt Lake City.
Yeah.
The ball's going to fly in Utah.
Did you give me a potential name for the Salt Lake City?
I like Yeti.
Yetis?
Yeti Solo.
Okay.
Also, so the state insect is a bee. Could be the Salt Lake
City Hive.
Salt Lake Stingers.
Utah Hive.
I'm just going through potential.
Stingers. Not bad.
The state reptile, the Utah Gila Monsters?
No.
The state mammal? Utah Elks?
I like stags.
What about the Salt Lake Snakes?
Salt Lake Snakes?
Rattlers.
I feel like it has to be mountain-themed in some way, and that's why I go Yeti. Blizzard would be fun.
No,
I'm fine with that, too.
Stop with the blizzard.
Anyway.
Salt Lake City Stag. I like that.
Let's move on from this.
It's the Salt Lake Cougars.
Okay.
That's a Vancouver thing. Anyway.
Time to move on. But it's also time to move on for the Arizona Coyotes. What do we got next in the tea?
As they leave us, if we bid them adieu. The next bit of tea, reportedly, maybe, kind of, we're hoping, another start for Artturs Shelovs tonight. Talkett wouldn't confirm it, but he said that's how it's going to look.
It did seem that way. It seemed like that in the morning skate, too, from... All the reporters, including Brendan Batchelor, that were there, it seemed like Shelovs was going through kind of the starter's routine. And this feels like potentially the last start for either DeSmith or Shelovs before Demko returns. Mm-hmm. And like realistically, DeSmith might get another start next week if things are kind of wrapped up for the Canucks and the Pacific Division. But I'm excited to see Shelovs. We talked about it on Monday and I said, hey, low floor, high ceiling against Vegas. We saw the floor very early, and then the ceiling came through a little bit later,
Do you think he could unseed Casey DeSmith for playoff positioning?
I think
as
if
the backup.
I think if Thatcher Demko got injured, they would go to... Here's how it would all shake out in the playoffs, in my
mind?
Opinion. Just Demko gets injured.
Mm-hmm.
Vancouver is in chaos.
Disarray.
We're all very upset. They go to DeSmith for a game.
Mm-hmm.
Craps the bed.
Oh no.
And then Shelovs comes in.
I hope he's not listening.
Well, Shelovs comes in, saves the day. That's how I see it panning out in my head if Demko got injured. But if you're...
Why
just,
do you think so low of Casey?
I'm just so... Again, I said it on Monday.
Jeez.
I think Casey DeSmith provides you a baseline of competent NHL goaltending, and that's why he's a good backup. And I don't think...
You're way too low on Casey
DeSmith. I don't think Shelovs is going to unseed Casey DeSmith as the backup for the playoffs. I just think if you needed someone for an extended run in the postseason, that's when you would go to Shelovs, because he gives you a better chance of stealing a game, in my opinion.
What about Tolopilo?
Definitely not.
Okay.
Definitely not. But DeSmith, like, I think going into the playoffs, he is going to be the backup for the team. If Demko gets pulled in a game for whatever reason, DeSmith is going to be the one going in. And I'm completely fine with that.
That's usually what backups
do. Well, yes, I know. But I'm just saying, if everyone's healthy, Shelovs is the third goalie still.
Another bit of tea coming out of Canucks game day skate is that Elias Lindholm is reportedly a game time decision.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Trending towards playing.
Very exciting.
Where do we see him tonight? Third line?
Definitely third.
Center?
I think we see him at center on the third line between Ilya Mikheyev and...
Power play two?
Vasily Podkolzin, I guess. Power play two for sure. Power play one, I mean, they had a couple goals against Vegas on Monday. They looked better. I don't think he's going to unseed Connor Garland from that right now, who's been very hot lately.
On fuego.
So Elias Lindholm, I think he's third line center tonight. I do think they tried to get him out as much on the penalty kill. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of all I'm expecting to see from him in terms of what I need to see from Elias Lindholm tonight. Because, again, I mentioned it earlier, the Coyotes power play, it's not bad, and they can score a decent amount. So if he can be a matchup guy, maybe help out on the penalty kill that has had its moments of struggle without Lindholm in the lineup, I do wonder if how he impacts that. It's exciting, though, because coming out of the game on Monday, you're like, man, this team, as it stands, can beat a team like Vegas, who were one of the hottest teams going into the game, and clearly one of the Western Conference's elite teams. You add a key matchup center to that, and on the weekend you add a Vezina potential nominee goaltender in Thatcher Demko. You think of, like, this team can do a lot of damage down the stretch, and it gets you a little more excited about the playoffs. Please stop saying Shelovs. It's Shelovs.
That's not.
It's Shelovs.
It's Shelovs.
We've been over this, guys. Yeah. We can do it.
We can move past this now, listeners.
It's Dominic Shramati, not Dominic Sramati.
Correct. And Archer's has said it himself. It's Shelovs. So, anyway, the extras at practice today. Amon, Podkolzin, Juleson, Friedman, and DeSmith.
Mm-hmm.
PDG.
I think when you get to this point in the season, especially against an Arizona or whoever, it's about making sure guys are still in game shape before the playoffs.
Right. Yeah,
and PDG hasn't played in a bit. Yeah. Get him in a game. Against Edmonton, I'd be surprised to see him in there unless he goes off tonight, which maybe would get Dan Riccio back in studio tomorrow.
Dan's feeling under the weather. Let's get a PDG goal tonight.
You know,
maybe that's the power prop on play now.
That'd be great.
That'd be great.
That would be great. But
Dan's power play. That was pick.
Yeah. A guy that might not even be in the lineup come game time. That would be a Riccio pick. But, yeah, again, I think in Edmonton, that's when you go with the lineup that you would expect to see game one of the playoffs. And that'll probably reveal a lot about where Tockett's confidence is in some of these players, especially the younger ones. So I'm excited for that. I do think we don't have to read too much into guys like PDG playing tonight if they do play tonight.
Big game at 5:30, by the way. By the way, 7:30 start tonight for those of you who aren't aware. Golden Knights at Oilers.
Exciting.
Yeah, big game.
Potentially no McDavid, too.
Nope. Yeah.
I believe it was unlikely was the latest update. So, man, if Vegas wins today and Vancouver wins, you get both results in your favor.
Signed, sealed, delivered.
It is over. It's not mathematically over, but in my mind,
it's pretty much over.
I'm counting it as a Canucks win the Pacific Division. And you could start looking ahead to whoever they play in Wild Card 1 in a couple weeks.
You really think that the Preds are the easy out, eh?
Oh, 100%. Of those three, Vegas, LA, Nashville?
I'd still rather play Vegas.
I very much disagree. though I like Vegas would be my second choice. We went through this exercise yesterday. LA is the clear one where they've just matched up well.
You don't want to touch LA. They clearly have the Canucks number, even though the Canucks played them well a few weeks ago. On the season, the Kings scare me. The Predators just seem like such a hot team.
They've kind of cooled down, though.
Kind of.
They're not the same Predators. And this is what I talked about.
On vibes, like a team that has nothing to lose.
My thing is, I just feel
it's
like
dangerous.
There's a natural letdown when you're a team like Nashville who you were very hot to end the year. You made it into the playoffs. Mm-hmm. You're like, we did it, boys.
No.
And then it's hard to get back up. And I also
I disagree.
I don't know if their style is going to translate as well to the postseason. And that's the other part. Whereas Vegas,
they could also goalie the Canucks.
Sure. Whereas Vegas and LA, I think their styles and overall teams suit the playoffs a little bit better. And like Vegas has had Vancouver's number for their entire existence. I am not confident in a Vegas-Vancouver matchup.
Yeah, but Bubble Demko.
Sure.
You know?
Who won the series?
Vegas.
And like realistically, should it have gone seven games?
Oh, you did Thatcher Demko. That's a different team entirely.
That was
the Benning era.
But throughout the entire existence, even with this current core and this team, Vegas has still had Vancouver's number. Now, I'm more confident in the Canucks beating the Golden Knights this year than I would be previous seasons. But of those three, it's still clearly Nashville for me. Let's read some text before we go to the break. I don't know why I said it like that. 650,
right.
650, Dunbar Lumber text line. Yeah, I'm fine. James, Qualicum Beach. Will Shelov's... So... He says, I missed the big question. Will Shelov's unseat DeSmith for the playoffs? I say give Shelov's the last bunch of games here to see if he can do something miraculous. Otherwise, DeSmith has earned his role as backup. Just to make it clear, I still think DeSmith, regardless of what Shelov's does tonight, and maybe if he gets one more game, what he would do in that game, DeSmith is going to be the backup in the postseason. Especially because the Abbotsford Canucks are still trying to win some games too. They're going to the playoffs. I wonder if Shelov's gets, you know, sent down. Or Tocchet did mention potentially they carry three goalies. Again, if the Canucks need a goalie for an extended run, I wouldn't be surprised to see Shelov's. But also, if we get to that point, the Canucks have much bigger issues. Anyway, this is the People Show. Josh Elliott, Wolf, Dominic Schmatti. On the other side, Masters Talk. We're going to be joined by Brody Miller. We got a golf guy here. Ben Bisron, we actually pre-recorded this interview.
I'm very excited because we've let our golf guy, Ben Bisron. But Bisron?
Yeah, Josh has...
Thank you.
Ben Bisron.
Ben Bisron. Take the reins on this interview. I'm very excited to hear this little interaction here.
Yep. So Ben will join, or Ben did join me, and we pre-recorded this interview hour or so ago, and we'll play it on the other side. Get you ready for the Masters starting tomorrow. It is the People Show. Josh Elliott, Wolf, Dominic Schmatti, Sportsnet 650.